Chapter 2. Motivational Factors. Defining Motivational Factors. Motivation maintains the emotions needed to reach your goals, but you still have to consider how to maintain motivation itself. Motivational factors may be involved before, during, or after the goal is accomplished. These may come in the form of a thing, expectation, need, want, idea, or emotion driving and influencing you to draw feelings from the emotions being directed and maintained by motivation. Motivational factors are also essential in setting a fiery motivation. Some examples of motivational factors are respect for a teacher motivating you not to sleep in class, promise of a cash prize motivating athletes to win competitions, or feeling of hunger motivating beggars to ask for food. Shown below is the simple formula. Motivational factor, stimulus, emotion, reward, etc. Motivation, need to excel, drive to overcome. Emotion needed to reach a goal, anger, passion, or grief. Accomplishment of the goal, and relief of the motivational factor, removal of stimulus, reward. Society and motivational factors. Motivational factors are derived from society, which means that you do things because, one, you think you can accomplish them by observing other people's success or failure, or two, you find external influence which results in the activity or behavior. Social cognition is the learning process that shows a relationship between you and your environment. Your environment presents to you the possibilities, and you act on these. Depending on the details and possibilities presented to you by your environment, you will also be motivated to a certain degree, extent, and period of time. If your personality, behavior, and manner of thinking show interest in the external environment, then the learning process is opened. When facing insurmountable obstacles and challenges, the person usually learns during the actual experience and tries to find a solution by accessing available resources, knowledge, and skills, as well as relating to others through modeling or imitation. If you have already learned the procedure when facing a certain problem, or are already equipped with the necessary tools and strategies to overcome it, then you cannot truly consider the stress as insurmountable. Social cognition is enveloped by self-efficacy, which pertains to the possibility of accomplishing an action, and self-regulation, which pertains to the planning and goal-setting in order to accomplish the action. As the plan is being carried out, the individual constantly relates with the environment in accordance with his behavior and personality in order to appropriately adjust to the needs at hand and successfully reach his goal.